Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Hi, welcome to Cop Shop. I am Nicole Brown, the Public Information Officer for the Farmington Police Department. And we're back to it just being the chief and I.
And I am fiddling around right now trying to figure out how to share this to my Facebook page.
So everyone can watch with us.
So I am messing us up, but we are here.
We're here.
You're looking at me fiddling around with my...
That's all right. We had a long episode on our last episode with the sheriff, and that was really great. We had some great conversations and a lot of good topics
yes.
that we covered.
This is going to be, I think you heard it from the sheriff. This will be an interesting spring for law enforcement. I think there's going to be a lot of bills that pertain to us. I think the sheriff and I had a pretty good discussion about some of the challenges that we face, both as a department, but then that our officers are going to be facing as a result of some of this. So I hope if you did tune in last time, great. You know, now you're a little more informed on some of the challenges that we've got coming up next spring. But if you didn't have a chance to get in and take a look at the podcast, you should have some idea of what possible changes are going to be coming for law enforcement here in New Mexico.
Yeah, and it was really informative. I learned things, and we talk about it every day. It was a great episode, and I was really glad that he came on the show. And we had a whole hour. Scott gave us a whole hour, so it was really great.
I think it really pumped up viewership for the station. You know, that was...
Yeah.
One of the best days in KSJE history is what... Yeah,
I mean,
that's some of the reports on CNN that I'm seeing anyway, so we'll see how that goes.
So while we're talking with Scott, we have to tell Scott happy birthday. It's his birthday week.
We do. And you were going to sing him...
Can I, do the little, happy, happy birthday to you?
Well, you can do it. I don't think I'll do it. But happy birthday, Scott.
Thank you.
And you're, what, 38 now?
Again, yes.
Very good.
That's awesome. It's good age.
Once you start getting up there, I kind of lose track of what the number is. It's less essential to me.
I hear you.
I have to do the math. I'm always like, wait, what year is it? And
let's see, I was born in 1995. How old am I?
Oh, my goodness. I'm an elder millennial, painful. Thank you very much. Elder millennial.
Elder millennial. I haven't heard that blend. So we're learning new things here. I didn't know what an elder millennial is. Sounds fake, but anyway.
Well, there's the millennial, that generation definition is so broad, and there's so many kind of life moments within there that you do kind of have to section it off, and so I can remember the days when there was no at home computer, and no internet, and I remember dial up internet, but whereas some of the younger millennials don't remember any of that.
No. Well, so. I do remember dial up and the the sound that the stupid thing made all the time.
Yeah.
So we've come a long way on that. We've got some other things that have been going on. We had, in fact, Scott played another role in it the other night for us. And on Thursday night, we had a kind of a virtual town hall, virtual community forum on policing. And actually, that was, first, Greg Allen did just a fantastic job from San Juan Safe Communities.
He did an excellent job. We could not have done it without him.
No, it was superb. And we had... You know, our metrics looked like it was anywhere from 65 to 95 people watching at any one time. Mm-hmm. And it was 2 hours of just discussion about the stuff your department's doing in response to some of the things that we've seen, not just here this summer, but really over the last 5 or 6 years, events across the country have kind of driven us to make some changes. And, you know, it was, you know, I thought there was lots of community questions that came in. I liked that, too. And then Scott was one of the panelists, and we had Deborah Mayu and Diana Castillo from KOB. So it was a good couple-hour discussion about police and policing.
Yeah, and that was one of the things, you know, we talked about as we were planning it, that I was really worried about is that the community wouldn't have as many questions as I was hoping they would. And so I was really hoping that, you know, banking on that they were going to send in a lot of questions ahead of time to Scott and Diana and Deborah, and, which I think they did. But they also, all three of them, the panelists came with really great questions of their own.
Right.
But the community really came through. They had really great questions, and hope that we engaged with them the way that we wanted to and answered those questions effectively. And
yeah.
We had some good feedback. We had some people that commented and shared it with some good comments. So hopefully we'll be able to do it again. Greg's probably like, Nicole. You know, Greg needs a break. But
yeah, Greg might not share our enthusiasm. But it was good, and it was it was a little different for us because usually I'm the guy out here talking. I think I probably hit my quota of words per month that I'm supposed to have. So this was a chance for our deputy chief, Taff Tracy, and our two captains, Bear Crum and Kyle Dowdy, to get on and talk some, for the community to get to know them a little bit, that although they see me a lot, there's really the four of us that are the senior command at the department that spend a lot of time thinking and talking about these issues and how are we going to make the department both more transparent and more successful mm-hmm. in what we're doing. So it was a little bit nerve-wracking for them, I think, as a yeah. first time. You know, you remember your first radio show.
Yeah, and, you know. No, and it goes by so fast.
Yeah.
It feels furious because you're so nervous.
Yeah.
But they did a great job, and I knew they would. That's why I wanted them to do it. And 2 hours is a long time for you to be the only guy answering questions.
Yes.
And they're so knowledgeable on so much of it as well. So I felt like I knew that they could do it. I had faith.
Yeah.
That they were going to.
Well, you know, the lower down in the chain you go, actually, the more they actually know what's going on.
Right.
You know, from the chief's perspective, it's here, but then it's a lot of the outside stuff. But when you get down into Barrick's much more intimately familiar with what we're doing in detectives and patrol, and Kyle with internal affairs and our training and recruiting divisions, and then Taft's over them, so that the three of them kind of talk. So I thought it was great to get them out there. This is what it is, baby, to be senior command. You got to be visible. You got to be gorgeous.
And you got to be talking to that community.
Those three guys were gorgeous. So I appreciate the whole forum was great.
And Megan Cullip was our moderator. She did an excellent job.
She was.
I was really glad that she agreed to do that. And
that was when I kind of had to talk you into. You weren't a big Megan fan, but I thought, no, she can do this. You know, so I'm a believer in you, Megan. You know, right here. But
you know better. You and I know better.
Nicole was like, oh my gosh, no, not that. Anything but that. And I'm like, no, the crying, the gnashing, and finally we got Megan. But she did okay.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Yeah, she did. So we have a couple of things coming up now. Actually, before we get into that, we're relatively devoid of major trauma in the last couple of weeks, which is good.
It is good. That is true. That's
so a good thing. Everybody knows, you know, we have an election that's racing up on us. Last night was the second debate. It was supposed to be the third, but I think they skipped the second. So here was the second debate. And I thought it was a better, actually informative debate. You know, you actually get to listen and hear some of the issues. But we're in the final stretch now of just a couple of more weeks.
We are. And I agree. It was a great debate. The first one was just horrendous. And then the town hall thing, the dueling town halls, which was the same night as our forum, so I didn't even really get to see those.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the idea. It kind of felt like you had to pick one or the other. You can't fully watch both.
Right.
And so I didn't love that. And I felt like it already kind of widened that divide of the country because you were going to pick the one you wanted to to watch. And we're going to pick the opposite. You know, there's very few people in the world that are going to pick the opposing view to watch them. So a good debate where they were pretty civil with each other, and but still, you know, passionately debated their point of view.
Yeah.
It was good.
No, I did think it was much better. And I am definitely not somebody that just lives for the election season and can't get enough of watching this. I actually am looking very much forward to election day, and you know the evening will be interesting to watch the returns come in across the country. I do like to do that. It's just an event. It's like the Olympics, right? Every 4 years, you kind of get to see it.
That's true.
And we see how it goes. Point. But then, like you and Scott were talking, you know, I think we'll wake up Wednesday morning, COVID will be cured, and you know, life will be back to normal. So I am looking forward to that part of it, the wake-up call that comes November 5th. So.
Yeah.
But it's been a long election season and a very unusual election season, really, with the COVID. Really changed everything.
It did change the dynamics of a lot of things. And honestly, it politicized a lot of things that maybe wouldn't have been politicized, right. I think.
Well, and worse yet, maybe shouldn't be politicized.
Yeah.
You know, how are we responding to COVID, and what can we do to keep Americans safe and to cure this thing as fast as we can? It definitely has become political. So, you know, it was our bad luck that it happened during an election year. But I suppose there's a 25% chance of that happening at any time. So, but you didn't have the conventions this year. You've just now we're getting to some rallies. You're seeing both candidates kind of out in the mix. But it's a very different election.
It is.
And I know you've only had three or four of them in your lifetime. But this isn't usual.
I did see a great video of, I can't remember exactly what the premise was, but it was like counseling a millennial person, and they were like, asked something about Obama, and they just broke down in tears, and they're like, he's the first president I voted for. I'm just really, I miss him. Which is, that's not the case for me, but...
Well, I hate to say it, but it was Reagan Carter was my first election.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. I was 19 in 84, so it was Reagan Mondale was the first election that I could vote in. So that's a long time ago all of a sudden.
I didn't vote the first election that I could, but I voted every election since.
Yeah. So, you know, if you have not voted, definitely... This is the year to do it. I think that has always been kind of an American black eye, is we don't turn out to vote in major elections like we should for our leaders. We actually have the choice, and it actually is a choice. I mean, you watch the Russian elections, and Putin gets reelected with like 95% of the vote. the Chinese, I'm not even sure if China actually has a vote, but if they do, you can vote for this one candidate that we've fronted from the Communist Party. In the United States, you actually have, you know, a robust primary system that narrows us down to two candidates, principal candidates, and you have a chance to go out and vote, and then we don't do it. And then we spend 4 years, you know, bad-mouthing everything that's going on around us. So that's an American trait, I guess.
But honestly, it's not always, you know, it's not just that on the ballot. There's so many other issues on the ballot, right. and
good point.
Judges and local officials, and those kinds of things are even more important, I think, than our, I mean, our president is very important.
Well, we have a congressman and a senator this time that are running. So I did get out and vote already. You can do the early voting. I went over to the library. The lines really were not very long. I was able to get in and out of there really very reasonably. So, you know, if you're inclined to vote in person, do it early. I won't say, you know, we're not in Chicago, so I won't say do it early, do it often. But I'll say do it early and and go ahead and vote.
It's important.
It is important. So we've got some other things coming up, though.
We do. So,
one we're actually stealing.
We're totally stealing this idea. Thank you, Burbank PD.
Yes, shout out to Burbank, California PD.
You saw this idea. They had done a news article on it, and so
I'd prefer not to be indicted. That is so nicely put that it was me who stole the idea. But she's right. I did see this article.
And you sent it to me, and I loved it, and we're running away with it. So the whole premise is kind of a reverse trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. Because of COVID, Halloween looks different this year. Yep. It just does.
Like everything else we're talking about.
Yeah. And so a way to kind of make it a little more contactless but still very fun is we have an outline of a pumpkin. We're going to put it up on our website and all of our social media sites.
Scott's got it up right now
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, there you go. That's Facebook. What it looks like. So it's just a plain outline of a pumpkin. Mm-hmm. It's got our patch on there, the City of Farmington's logo. And you color it in. And print it up for your kids, and they can color it in and make it as cool, scary, fun, superhero, whatever they want to do. Color it in, and then tape it to, yes. Oh my gosh, Scott, you just made my day. Scott's the best.
You know what's sad is I was just sitting here thinking, last year it was Mark Gaines, one of our sergeants, and we did a trunk or treat for our employees and their kids, and they dress up the kids and everybody dresses up their car. And so Mark showed up, and Mark's a little taller than me, but roughly my height, and he dresses just like me. And I did not appreciate this sarcasm that was behind it.
Oh, it was great. He dyed his hair white, and he had, it was perfect. It was so good.
And I think I did share it on Facebook. So that was, and just as I was thinking it, then Scott throws it up on the pumpkin. So yeah, I guess we might give you extra if you can make a reasonable resemblance of me on your pumpkin.
But so we're going to, you do whatever you want with that pumpkin, hang it outside on your door, and our officers will come by. They'll put a little sticker on it so that we know we've come by your house, and we will leave a goodie bag for the kids. So if you have, four kids, leave out four pumpkins and we'll yep. bring you four bags. And it's just a great way for us to, it's contactless. You leave it outside, we leave the bag outside, and when we prepare the bags, we're masked and mm-hmm. we're doing everything COVID safe. So, but it's just kind of a way to interact with the community and make Halloween a little bit more fun than it is.
So for our officers, it's almost like an Easter egg hunt.
It is.
While they're on patrol, they get to, search the houses and see who's got them displayed for you and for your kids. It's gives them something to do and then gives them something to look forward to. Now it's a big city, lots of streets and everything. So if we don't wind up getting to you, and we're going to do it for 2 weeks. So even the week after Halloween, we're going to do it and try and seek everybody out. But if you don't get it, then come on into the station, bring it into the station, and we'll figure out how to get you some candy there.
Yeah, we'll definitely. And if you can't print it, come into the station, and we can print it for you.
Yes.
And if you just want to bring it to us because you're really proud, you can bring it in, and yep. we'll take it and hang it up and treasure it forever.
I think we're debating where in our lobby to start putting them up, but it might come and dominate the whole lobby.
It might, or we'll just hang them up like in the briefing room, so everybody yeah. can be surrounded by the community's artwork.
So good idea by Burbank PD.
Yeah, great idea.
And I was only too eager to steal it from them. We'll give them the shout out, but it's something that we can do here. And I think we're talking with the other agencies, letting the other agencies know. So if you have, if you're not living in the Farmington PD area and you want to participate, you can come in to us. And I think Aztec and Bloomfield and maybe the sheriff's office are going to do some version of it themselves. But I think it'll be, we have such a different thing going on with Halloween, with school. It's hard enough on the kids as it is. Mm-hmm. This isn't really normal, but it's cool. So.
Yeah. And there's so many, people are really pivoting and figuring out cool ways to still have a fun Halloween. So there's, online pumpkin carving contests. And I think the college is having a costume contest that's all ages, and so it's all virtual, but it's still fun, it's still, and it's new, it's something different. So
what are you going to dress up as, Scott?
You
really?
Yeah,
I want to see that. I'm going to dress up as you, I think. Believe me, he's going to get arrested and it is going to go bad. I am going to go crazy as Scott Micklin. That'll be fun. road trip. Maybe Find Scott will be my next little thing, and you can just seek me out as I run around doing terrible things in the community, Justice Scott.
No one will believe it.
Oh, they'll believe it.
No, I don't think they will. Scott's a local celebrity.
He is almost a national celebrity, honestly. That's what will make this really go viral when I do it. This and Justin Timberlake. It's either one, right?
I would love to see you as Justin Timberlake for Halloween. That would be amazing.
I tried to do the dancing like Justin Timberlake a couple of years ago. I don't think it really. It was Michael Jackson-ish. I don't know that I'll do that ever again.
I have a unicorn like onesie that I just wear every year. Like that's my.
I did see that last year.
Because it's so comfortable and warm, and it's always cold on Halloween.
You know, we keep doing this show. Maybe when the COVID dies down and we do Dancing with the Stars, maybe you can do Dancing with the Stars dressed in your unicorn onesie.
I would buy one of those. Have you seen those like blow up ones? The blow-up unicorn suits. I would totally do it in a blow-up unicorn suit.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's
shamelessly, I would do it.
She does not sing for us, but she may dance for us in the future.
I would dance in a unicorn suit.
I hope to never form that sentence coming out of my mouth ever. But I'm glad you did.
The people that truly know me, they're loving this right now because they know I would do it.
So the last thing we've got coming up, but it's actually that time of year again, and we're going to start up with our Guardians of the Good again.
Yes. I'm so excited. It's one of my favorite things. I enjoyed it so much last year. So.
Yes. And this year, so those of you that remember and those of you that maybe are hearing it for the first time, Guardians of the Good, the chiefs of police and fire throughout San Juan County get together. We kick in money. We also accept donations. If you want to contribute, send checks to San Juan Safe Communities. Greg Allen will take care of it. And we then also accept nominations for good people in our community that work hard, don't get a lot of recognition. They're just going about life and making a difference in our community. And we love recognizing them. Over the last 2 years we've done this, we've really recognized some great people. And we'll talk more about this here, and you can check our Facebook out soon because we'll be coming out with information, start accepting nominations and donations. Mm-hmm. But it's a great thing. We've met a lot of good people here in San Juan County.
We always meet amazing people, and their stories are always super wonderful because they are really giving of themselves to others.
Yep.
And so it's great that you and Burke kind of came up with this and that it spread to the other chiefs.
Yeah.
And that we're able to help more people.
Yep.
Because of it.
Well, you got to be proud of San Juan County. You got to be proud of the residents that live here. There's so many good people. So it's a chance to recognize them, especially around the holidays. People could use it. COVID making it even worse this year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of it. We have a couple of things that we've done, and we have a couple of things that are coming up. So starting Monday, look for the Halloween contest to begin, and then you'll start seeing the information on Guardians of the Good, and we'll be eager to accept your nominations. So with that, Nicole, it was great seeing you again.
You too.
And we'll see you all back here on the Cop Shop with FPD. Thank you.
I'm
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.